Foxton Readers, Level 1, Dracula, by Bram Stoker, retold by C.S. Woolley, read by David Coggins. Chapter 1. Jonathan Harker was a solicitor. He was engaged. His fiancée was Mina Murray. She was very pretty. Jonathan and Mina went on a lot of adventures together. Count Dracula lived in Transylvania. He sent a letter to the solicitors. He wrote, "I want to buy a house in London. Please come and see me." Jonathan Harker went to see Count Dracula. He was excited. "I'll ask Count Dracula to pay for the house," he thought. Jonathan took many papers with him. Some of the papers were about his adventures with Mina. Jonathan stayed in different places on his way to Transylvania. He tried new food. "I'll ask Mina to cook this for me," he thought. Jonathan went to Romania. He stayed in Bistritz. Count Dracula said in the letter, "Stay at the Golden Crown Hotel in Bistritz." Jonathan liked the hotel. It was very comfortable. There was another letter for Jonathan from Count Dracula. The letter said, "Welcome to the Carpathian Mountains. Take the next coach to Borgo Pass. My carriage will meet the coach. It will bring you to my castle." The wife of the innkeeper came to see Jonathan. "Be careful. It's the day before St. George's Day. All the evil things in the world have power over the good things," she said. She put a cross around Jonathan's neck. He thought, "This is very strange, but I will wear the cross to make her happy." The next day, Jonathan left the hotel. He walked to the coach. People stood on the street. They said, "Vampires are going to eat him." They made the sign of the cross. "What are they doing?" Jonathan asked the coachman. "They're trying to protect you from the evil eye," said the coachman. The coach went to Borgo Pass. It was a nice day. Jonathan saw people praying at roadside shrines. It went dark. The coach went faster. The other passengers were scared. They gave Jonathan little gifts. They said blessings. The coachman saw something. He whipped the horses. They ran faster. No one told Jonathan anything. The other passengers prayed. They got to Borgo Pass. The Count's carriage wasn't there. Jonathan got out of the coach. "I'll come back for you tomorrow," said the coachman. The Count's carriage came down the road. "I'll be fine, thank you," said Jonathan. He got into the Count's carriage. It was a scary journey. Wolves howled outside the carriage. The air was heavy. Jonathan was scared. He looked out of the window. Blue flames burned at the side of the road. The carriage stopped by a blue flame. The driver went to look at the flame. He didn't speak to Jonathan. The driver got back into the carriage. He drove to the next blue flame. Jonathan watched the driver. He picked up stones and put them around the flame. I can see the flame through the driver's body, thought Jonathan. He was so scared. The carriage arrived at Count Dracula's castle. It was very dark.